Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome again to our weekly share. Today I'd like to speak just a little bit about the parasha and then speak about the upcoming Tainus of Asara Batavis, which this year is somewhat unique, that comes out on Erev Shabbos. If we look in the beginning of Parashas Vayechi, we see Va'ato, Pasuk Kapitel Bemches, Pasuk Hey, V'ato Shnei Vonecho Hanoylodim Lecho Be'eretz Mitzrayim, Ad Boye Yelecho Mitzrayim Olihem. And now, your two sons that were born to you in Mitzrayim until I came to you, Mitzrayim to Mitzrayim, Lihem, they're mine. Ephraim and Menashe, Ki Ruvain, V'Shimoin, Yehiyuli. Ephraim and Menashe are just like Ruvain and Shimon. And the obvious question, if you read this pasuk, is a little bit difficult. Yaakov Avinu is now giving Yosef that Yosef's shevet now splits into two, and Ephraim and Menashe are considered like one of the shvatim. Each one is one of the shvatim. And the question is, this pasuk seems to be quite verbose. There seems to be too many words. Why doesn't the pasuk just say V'yato Ephraim and Menashe Kiruvein V'Shima and Yehiyu Li? Why does the pasuk say Shnei Vonecho Hanoylodim Lecho Be'eretz Mitzrayim? They were born in Eretz Mitzrayim. Don't we know they were born in Eretz Mitzrayim? Ad Boi Elecho Mitzrayim, and before I got to you in Mitzrayim, Lihem they're mine. We knew that the Ephraim and Menashe were certainly born before. Yaakov certainly knew this, and Yosef knew this. What is the addition, what is the emphasis on the fact that they were born in Mitzrayim before Yaakov got to Mitzrayim? That, why didn't the pasuk just say simply Ephraim and Menashe are Kshvatim, just like Reuven and Shimon? And l'chayra, we could understand this by understanding why is it that Yosef, Hatzadik, why is it that Yosef, above all brothers, is now going to get, Pishnaim is going to get the b'chayra? Why is it that Yosef is the one son who is going to get the Pishnayim? He is going to have the identity of being the Bechor. It's interesting that the Gra writes that the word Bechor is Beis Chof Resh, and that each one of the letters of the word Bechor are a second letter to the first letter of the single digits, the tens and the hundreds. The first digit of in Lashon Kodesh is Aleph. The Beis is the second to the Aleph. The first letter of the tens is Yud. The second to that is Chaf. The third, the first letter of the hundreds is Kuf, 100. Resh is second to that. Bechor is Beis, Chaf, Resh. That means the identity of the Bechor is that he's the Sheni La'av. He's sort of a midway point between the Av and the rest of the Bonim. He's a little bit an Av, a little bit of Ben. We find that Yosef was a very unique person. In fact, Yosef himself, his death is recorded twice. Yosef's death is recorded once in Parshas Vayechi, in this coming week's Parsha. And it is also recorded in the beginning of Sefer Shemais. When Yosef died, and the entire generation died. So the obvious question is, why is Yosef, of all people, nobody else's death is recorded in both Sfarim? The Maral tells us the reason is the following. Bereshis is the Sefer of the Avos. Shemois is the Sefer of the Bonim. So in Bereshis, Yosef's death is recorded because he was a little bit an Av. And in Shemois it's recorded because he was also one of the Bonim, one of the Shvatim, one of the children of the Avos. We have to understand why is it that Yosef has this identity of Bechor, the Sheni La'av. He's a Miktsas Anav, a little bit of an Av. And indeed, the Avos are part of the Shivarayim, the part of the Yoshpizin, and Yosef also tags along before we get to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rebbe of Klal Yisrael. So, L'chayra, we can understand this by understanding the identity of what Yosef did. Yosef not only brought the wealth and the plenty and had that plan to save the world in Mitzrayim. But Yosef did something else. Yosef brought the Shem Shemayim into Golos alone. Yosef brought all that his father taught him and that his father got from his father and his father. He brought the message of the Avos into Chutz La'aretz. He was able to live in Golus, and he was able to run away from all temptation. He was able to be the Tzaddik Gomer in Golus. He was able to raise a generation. He was able to raise an Ephraim and a Menashe in Golus. That makes him like an Av. That makes him like a Yaakov, where Yaakov went into Beis HaShalavon, and Yaakov raised the Shvatim. Yosef went into Mitzrayim, and in the land of Shtufei Zima, the land of Mitzrayim, the decadent land of Mitzrayim. And Yosef withstood all temptation and was able to raise an Ephraim and Menashe. So if we think about that, and we understand that that's who Yosef is, so the truth is, if Yosef is an Av, so his children are Shvatim. If Yosef is sort of the extension of Yaakov, so then Yosef really is like Yaakov. And if Yosef is like Yaakov, his children are, the Shvatim, are on the same level of Reuven and Shimon. If that's the case, then we can understand what's going on here. Yosef acted as an Av until Yaakov came to Mitzrayim. Then Yaakov was there. Yaakov was the influence. Yaakov and all his banim was the influence in Mitzrayim in addition to Yosef. Yosef didn't have to have the identity of an Av once Yaakov came. Therefore, Yaakov is telling Yosef the following. V'yata, and now, shnei vonecha, your two sons, hanayladim lecha be'eretz Mitzrayim, that were born in Eretz Mitzrayim, ad boye lecha Mitzrayimah, without me in Mitzrayim, then lihem, they're like, they're my sons, because you were acted as if you were me. And therefore, Ephraim u'Menashe kiru'uvein v'shimon yihiyu li. That's l'chayre. The pasuk doesn't have one extra word. The pasuk is coming to tell us this ability that Yosef had made it that his children that were born without a voice, without a Yaakov, they are kiruvein v'shimon yihiyu li. This coming Friday, we're going to have the tainus of Asara B'Teves. And certainly Asara B'Teves is perhaps the most unique tainus that's not a Dereisadik tainus, that's not Yom Kippur, in that it is the only tainus that we actually fast. Actually, it's even more than Yom Kippur, because we never fast Yom Kippur Erev Shabbos either. It's the only fast in the entire Jewish calendar that we fast on Erev Shabbos. And the Beis Yosef brings from the Avudraham in Simen Tov Kuf Nun in the Torah, the Beis Yosef says the following, V'harav Rav Dovid Avudraham, Kosov Behilchis Tainis, She'asora B'teves Hu Mishuna Mishar Tainis. It is different than all other Tainis. She'em Hoye Chal B'Shabbos, Lo'y Hoyu Yecholin L'tchoysoy L'yoyim Acher. So the Avudraham is saying something even greater, not that we fast on Erev Shabbos, but if it would perhaps come out on Shabbos, which it doesn't do, because it never comes out on Shabbos itself, because the calendar is structured in such a way. But when they were Mekadesh the Chodesh, Al Pi Re'iya, Al Pi Edim, if it would come out that Asara B'Teves came out on Shabbos, you would fast on Shabbos. And it would not be Nidcha to another day, which is different than every other Tainis except for Yom HaKippurim. Mipnei She'ne'emar Boy, says the Avudram. It says in the Pasuk, Be'etzem HaYom HaZeh, Kimoi B'Yom HaKippurim. Since it says in the Pasuk in Yecheskel, there are two times that Asara B'Teves is recorded. One time in Sefer in Zechariah, where the Pasuk says, Tzoyim HaRavi, V'tzoyim HaChamishi, V'tzoyim HaShvi'i, V'tzoyim HaAsiri. That means the fast of the fourth month, the fast of the fifth month. Fourth month is Shivasa B'Tamas, the fifth month is Tisha B'Av, the seventh month is Tzoyim Gedalia, V'tzoyim HaAsiri, and the tenth month is Teves. But in Yechezkel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yechezkel HaNavi that he should write down that Be'etzem HaYoyim HaZen of Nebuchadnezzar is besieging the city of Yerushalayim, so that people would be able to know that it was Miyad Hashem, that on that specific day, even though Yechezkel was not there, he was in prison, but he knew that there was a siege going on in Yerushalayim that obviously was Al-Pi Hadibur, that was obviously Al-Pi Nevuah. So it says, Be'etzem HaYoyim HaZeh, in that day of the 10th day, that's just like Yom Kippur, which is Be'etzem HaYoyim HaZeh, it is not Nidche to another day. And the Beis Yosef comments, V'loy Yodati Minayin Loy Zeh. I don't know how the Avudraham knows this din. I don't understand the logic of this, of his din. So I'd like to share with the Olam in the remaining time, the pshat that is brought B'Shem Reb Chaim, from the Brisker Rav, in the name of Reb Chaim. And really, it has greater shirashim, earlier shirashim in the Minchas Chinuch. And the Achrayim say the following thing. It's a fascinating thing that if you look in Zechariah, it doesn't talk about the dates of the Tainesim. It says Tzayim Haravi, Hamishi, Hashvi'i, Veho'asiri. Whereas over here in Yecheskel it says Be'etzem Hayoyim Hazeh, and they say the following thing. Why they ask? They with this they answer a question. The question is the following: these psukim are divrei kabbalah. They are from the neviim. Divrei kabbalah have a certain level. They're more than a derabbanan. They are divrei kabbalah. They're divrei nevius. Now on Shabbos, if they were to come out on Shabbos, we know that Shabbos is doicha them. Any time Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, we fast on Sunday. If any other tainus comes out on Shabbos, we fast another day. We do not fast, right? But on Sarva Tevis we don't push it off. And the question is, why does Shabbos push off Tanesim? The eating on Shabbos is not a deraisa. The chiyuv to eat on Shabbos is a divrei kabbalah of oineg Shabbos. So why is it that oineg Shabbos, that we have to eat on Shabbos, trumps the responsibility to fast on Shabbos? L'chaira, every fast that comes out on Shabbos, even if Tisha B'Av would come out on Shabbos, we should have to eat on Shabbos. We should fast on Shabbos because they're both of the same level. They're both divrei kabbalah. Oinek Shabbos and the fast is divrei kabbalah. Say the Achrayim. They say the following thing. They say that every fast is not totally in the yom of the fast. The divrei kabbalah of the fast is the month. Tzayim harvi, it's sometime in the month. Tzayim HaChamishi, Tzayim HaShvi'i, the Divrei Kabbalah of the month is, the Nevi'im say you have to fast in this month. That's why it's fascinating. Shiva Asar B'Tamuz, even though on the first Beis HaMikdash, Shiva Asar B'Tamuz came out on Tes, and the second Beis HaMikdash came out on Yud Zayin, we do it on Yud Zayin, even though we fast on Yud Zayin. And it's a commemoration also of the first Churban. Why? Because it's in the same month. So it's a commemoration of both, because it happened in the same month. Say the Achrayim, that's why if it comes out on Shabbos, I have to be Doichet, because I could do it any other day of the month. Midrabbanan, they were misakein to do it on a specific day. That, is the fact that the Chachamim said, do it on Shiva Asar B'Tamuz, that is not better than Oinek Shabbos, which is Divrei Kabbalah. The month of the fast is Divrei Kabbalah. The date is only the level of a Derabbanan. So Oinek Shabbos is greater than that Derabbanan, so we push it off. However, on Asara B'Teves, the Divrei Kabbalah says specifically, Be'etzem Hayoyim Hazeh. So we have a Navi not only saying the month of the 10th month, but it also says Be'etzem Hayoyim Hazeh. Say the Achrayim, that's what the Avod Ram means. That since it says Be'etzem Hayoyim Hazeh, the Divrei Kabbalah is not only the month of the month of the year, but it's the date of the month. So Asara B'Teves is unique, greater than any other of the Divrei Kabbalah, because every other Divrei Kabbalah was the month and not the date. Therefore, on Asara B'Teves, if Asara B'Teves would come out on Shabbos, that the commemoration of the date of the siege of Yerushalayim by Nebuchadnezzar HaRasha, then what we would do is we would actually fast on Shabbos, and that is why we fast on Erev Shabbos. We don't push it off, because since there's a din of Be'etzem Hayoyim Hazeh, the Divrei Kabbalah of Erev Shabbos, the Divrei Kabbalah of the date allows us to fast and mandates us to fast on Erev Shabbos. The question I would like to ask is, it would come out the following thing. Midrabbanan, there's a specific date to fast on all other Tanesim. however, on Asara B'Teves, there is no other, it's not a din in the month only, it's the din in the Divrei Kabbalah and the din in the date. What happens if I get sick on Shiva Asar B'Tamuz? So I can't fast. I'm a potter from fasting on Shiva Asar B'Tamuz. Why am I potter from the fast totally? Since the Divrei Kabbalah is the entire month, that I have to fast one day in this month, the Rabbanan only said one specific day. Let's say I'm sick on that specific day, so I should be mechuyif. When I get better, as long as I get better within the month of Tammuz, I should have to fast in the month of Tammuz. The same thing with Tishrei, the same thing with Av. Why is it that I become potter, a chayla, she'ein by sakana, becomes potter from a fast, even though the rest of the month he's healthy, as long as he is sick on the date of the fast? that l'chayra he should still have to fast not on the Rabbanan level, but on the higher level of Divrei Kabbalah, a different day. Perhaps we will discuss this at a later date. Kol Tov, all the best to everyone, and just remember that this Erev Shabbos is Asar B'Teves, and therefore Mincha Erev Shabbos is going to be at 3:55 in the yeshiva, in the shul, and there's going to be a longer tefillah, given that there is Kriyas HaTorah. Kol Tov and all the best.